There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
My name is Daniel Noah. I'm one of the founders of Spectrovision. I'm the head of development.
I love the whole puzzle, scary, all that stuff. So I'm really into that. This is my first time actually playing VR. So
awesome.
I had a great time. Yeah.
Good.
First time, yeah.
Awesome.
So how? Yes. So how this game, like the idea, came about?
Well, so this dates back a couple of years when we were approached by Ubisoft to collaborate with them on a VR project. And the way that we started was we would just fly out to Montreal every couple of months, and we would just explore the medium. We would look at what they had in development and look at what other people were doing and kind of travel around to different VR shows and just absorbing and really trying to ask ourselves, what is this medium, and what is it good at? What is it bad at? As many, you know, as there are, you know, teams of people trying to figure this thing out, and through that process was born an idea for a story, which came very much out of the unique qualities of virtual reality, and from that story then came gameplay.
Oh, cool, man.
And definitely the goal is to bridge the gap between movies and game. Mm-hmm. We want to create this unique experience, and leveraging the expertise of Spectrovision on narrative, like movies, etc., with Ubisoft, like Montreal, of creating puzzle, like more of a game structure, etc. So we want to create, and this is what is awesome about this partnership, is what how we collaborate together and try to build upon one another's strength to create that experience.
And can you tell also the story of the game too? Any stories or?
We're the game itself is still in development, and okay. I think it's important to point out that what you just did is a prelude to the game.
Okay.
It will not be in the game. It is part of the same narrative continuity of the game, but the game itself is something we're not talking about yet.
I
feel like it's better if it's a mystery.
Yeah.
But it does involve the concepts that you saw here of recordings of digital, recordings of memories that one can enter.
But definitely we want to explore like the deep mystery of someone.
Yeah.
You complete puzzle, narratively charged puzzle, and you can more and more find out like the deeper secret of that person.
Mm-hmm.
But in every person, like especially like in the Walter case, you start to find out like very dark mysteries, etc. So we really wanted to play with that.
And why VR? Why not also try for those that can afford a VR, they want to play maybe on a console? Do we see a chance of people to play like that too, or is only VR?
It will be released on all platforms,
on all
including
platforms?
Non-VR
okay.
platforms. But
okay.
our you know, it's certainly designed, it's best experienced in VR, and we hope as many people as possible will experience it in VR. But what we found as we started this collaboration was that the immersive quality of virtual reality is highly cinematic, and that because of that, it afforded us an opportunity to create gameplay that was more emotional than traditional gaming. Most in traditional gaming, you are typically driven by more intellectual pursuits. Racking up points, hitting checkpoints, collecting things. The cinematic nature of virtual reality is more, it has more emotional impact. And so what we began to realize was that we could create a motivation for the player that was more emotional and visceral, and about fear, empathy, curiosity. That those were the things that would drive the player, which is what engages an audience, a viewer in a film. But this isn't a film, because a film is passive. This is a game, and it is, so it really is the player kind of entering a movie and controlling the narrative in many ways. And I think it's important to point out that the game itself is much bigger than the demo, and has it is a multi-branching narrative that has many possible outcomes. Mm-hmm. You could play it repeatedly and have a different result. Mm-hmm. A bit like a choose-your-own-adventure story. It can branch off in many, many different directions.
Was there any games that inspired you guys to also come up with this concept?
We get inspired from all type of media, movies, game, books, etc. Mm-hmm. And but we really want to try to create something unique. And again, this is why we're taking inspiration from everywhere. Mm-hmm. So there's no particular game or whatever. It's we try to get as much data as possible.
And was there any challenges too while working on this concept or this game?
Absolutely, yeah. I think just a mutual commitment to accept nothing less than, you know, greatness. And, you know, it's up to others to determine if we achieve that or not. But I think, you know, it's been a really healthy, there's been healthy tension between us, mm-hmm. friendly, healthy tension of challenging each other's habits.
In a good way, yeah.
Yeah, of why do you do it that way? Mm-hmm. Well, we've just always done it that way. Well, we think there's a better way, and that is a conversation that has happened in both directions many, many times. Mm-hmm. The certain common wisdom that we bring from making films that we attempt to apply to game space, there are elements of it that can be fantastically fresh and interesting in games, and there are elements of it that don't work at all. And you know, and we rely on them to tell us which is which, and vice versa. They would come at us with concepts with game mechanics and designs, way of designing the narratives, and we would go, well, that's really cool, here's how we would do this element of it, mm-hmm. and the result is something that is... It is, you know, again, I think very unique to virtual reality. Like it is a cinematic game, and that kind of disconnect that often happens in gaming, the cinematics that, you know, we all joke everyone skips, where you're just hitting X waiting to get there are no cinematics in this game. You're in the cinematic and you don't want to skip it because you're the hero in the cinematic. Mm.
Cool. So any release date, or you guys announced that yet?
No, we're targeting spring 2018.
Oh, okay, man. And so why gamers should, if let's say they're very curious, why gamers should try this out once it releases?
For the type of unique experience, again, we're trying to merge movies and games, trying to have narratively charged puzzles, and trying to find out what happened in this awesome context, especially now in VR, the fact that you're part of it. So this is why the type of experience, feeling the presence, like Daniel was saying, feel the empathy, having like feeling anxiety, etc., mm-hmm. and feeling that you could find what happened and resolve the mystery.
Cool. Thanks for that.
All right. Thank you very much.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is sponsored by Western Digital. With WD, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you'll get blazing read speed so you can boost your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed videos, and me, I'm a fan of podcasts, you could do this too, and more, all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag listeners, take advantage of this. Limited time, you can get 20% off a WD solid state drive with coupon code WDGTR. Remember, that's WDGTR. Find out more at WDC.com/GTR. One thing I noticed too, our Discord channel community members, they've been going crazy with this code. So take advantage of this. This is a limited time offer. You know, we have, you know, Paris and P that also been testing this out now for a while. And now that especially they've been using more like capturing for like video gaming stuff and also editing videos and everything. This is perfect for you guys, you know, and there's a lot of gamers that want to start doing that too for YouTube and Facebook and so on.
No, absolutely. And again, take advantage of this code WDGTR. It is 20% off solid state hard drives. And if you're a hardcore gamer, if you're looking to build a new PC, you're going to want an SSD drive for faster read speeds, faster loading times in your games, etc. So take advantage, wdc.com/GTR. Use our code WDGTR. GTR for 20% off.